Over the last few months, we're seeing further changes in our society, further hostility towards immigrants, and further marginalisation of an already vulnerable group of people. Our government ran an advertising campaign telling people to go home, as if the message is that simple, and as if Britain has no proud history of embracing different cultures. Last week, thousands of people received text messages telling them that they are no longer allowed to stay in the country. Through our work at Refugee Action, we know just how vulnerable many of these people are, and many are destitute with no way of supporting themselves. A few days ago, I spoke to Mr. Danini from India. He's a man accessing one of our services. He received one of these text messages. And a few days later, he then received a letter from Capita Business, including documents to fill out. Here's what Mr. Danini told me about the effect that the text message, the letter, the documents, and a follow-up phone call had on him and his family.
I'm not feeling very good. It's my choice to go back voluntarily, and they don't have a right to send me a text and fill out a form or anything. My son's 6 and he's living with me, and I'm worried they'll come to my house. My son's documents aren't ready yet, so we can't do anything. I need to see an immigration solicitor and ask his advice, but at the moment I can't find one and I don't have any money for one, and I have to submit the form by October the 31st. It sounds threatening and it's just making me really stressed. I don't have any money either to find one. The reason I came here was to try and build a better life. I'm not worried for me, but I am worried about my son. He was born in London, he's in year 2 at school, he's doing really well, but even in this weather he's feeling hot. I don't know how he'll cope with life back in India. I do have family back in India, but they don't have any money either. I won't have any money for school, no money for business, no money for hospitals. They just managed to survive. Refugee Action was good. They said they can collect the documents for me and my son, but it's going to take another 5 months. It's too long to wait. How am I supposed to look after him? I'm just really worried.
Surely we can give people the dignity to be able to think through the complexities of what it means to return home. Thinking through how they might begin to rebuild their life once they're back, sometimes after years and years, sometimes after they've had families here in the UK. Refugee Action is helping Mr. Danini through its voluntary return programme. It's called Choices, because no matter how desperate the situation is, we want to show people that there is always a choice. He's being put in touch with a charity back in India who can help him settle back into life out there. They can discuss employment opportunities with him, including maybe setting up his own business. Shouldn't we, rather than exacerbate the distress that people like Mr. Danini is going through, give him much better grounds to be able to build his own future back in India?